cops' cars block the entrances at either end of the block, lights flashing. Jordan and George walked up to Mike.
"Anything changed?"
asked Jordan.
"Geez, Jordan, I thought you were going to keep this quiet," Mike complained.
"I'm really pissed," said George. "We tried, believe me."
"So, what went wrong?"
"Lieutenant Arntz pulled rank on us. He got the chief involved. Notification went out over the police band radio. I am expecting the press here any minute to get pictures of the two of them making a bust and rescuing the kidnapped girls."
"Oh my God!"
"So, what are we waiting for? We can't go in until we get the order."
Mike was furious.
"I'm going in."
He ran toward the front door and tried the knob.
"Halt!"
screamed a megaphone.
"Police, stop or I'll shoot."
"Oh shit, I can't believe this."
Mike pounded on the door just as a shot sounded. Mike reared back and gave the door a resounding kick. It sprang open. He charged in, gun first, with Miss Patterson right behind. They scanned the front room. Empty. They started down the hall together, Mike taking the left, Miss Patterson the right. Girls screamed. Men ran in all directions, bailing out the windows and doors. Miss Patterson tackling one.
"Let him go," said Mike.
"The cops outside will get him. We need to look for Elise Diablo and the missing girls."
"Right, boss."
She gave the man a shove out the front door.
"Here she is,"
Mike yelled.
"I've got one," yelled Miss Patterson. "Hold it right there,"
she shouted. A man leaped off the bed and grabbed his pants. He was hopping toward the door with one leg in the pants. Patterson had him in a hammerlock and snapped the cuffs on in a blinding second.
"On the floor,"
she screamed and gave him a shove down.
"You are under arrest. You have a right to remain silent,"
she began. The naked woman tried to run when Miss Patterson's back was turned.
"Oh, no you don't, young lady. Stop right there."
She grabbed the girl.
"No, please, let me go."
The young woman burst into tears.
"I didn't do anything."
"Tell it to the judge," yelled Patterson. "Here."
She tossed the woman her clothes. Senate Subcommittee on Gangs and Corruption. Chairman McBride spoke. "The subcommittee will come to order. We are meeting today to hear testimony from witnesses regarding gangs in the United States and, in particular, in Fairfax County, Virginia. This gang is alleged to be involved in prostitution, intimidation, violence, drugs, and bribery. In addition, 4 young women have disappeared, 3 of whom are still missing. Our first witness is Rashid Ghana of Washington, D.C. Mr. Ghana, would you raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?"
"I do."
"You may be seated. Now, Mr. Ghana, will you please state your occupation?"
"I am part-time janitor during the days and a cab driver from 6 p.m. to midnight."
"And were you driving cab on this past Monday?"
"Yes, sir."
"On or about 7 p.m. that evening, did you pick up 2 well-dressed gentlemen and take them to an address in Fairfax?"
"Yes, sir."
"And where did you pick up these 2 gentlemen?"
"At one of the embassies, sir."
"Were you aware of what was going on at the private home where you dropped off your fare?"
"Yes, sir."
"Please tell this committee, to your knowledge, what was going on."
"Prostitution."
"Miss Patterson?"
"Yes, sir."
"I need to get home Saturday and back here Monday night or Tuesday. See what you can do, please."
"Yes, sir. Right away, sir."
"Thank you, Miss Patterson."
"You are welcome, Senator."
"Senator?" "Yes, Miss Patterson?"
"I can get you into Albuquerque at 10 at night, leaving Reagan International at 6 p.m.
"No good. What else have you got?"
"Leaving at 6 in the morning out of Baltimore, stop over in St. Louis and in Houston, arriving in Albuquerque at 5 in the afternoon."
"Oh, my."
"Yes, I know. That's not all. The ticket is $710.
"Oh, my."
"One way.